Welcome to the Life Church Auburn Hills Weekly Podcast. My name is Brendan Dry, the Associate Pastor at Life Church Auburn Hills, and I'm excited to share today a podcast from Lauren Maxwell, one of our Life students. Lauren unpacks a story from Scripture all about taking a step of faith to follow Jesus, even when it's scary. Take it away, Lauren.
Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto the mountain by himself to pray. Evening came and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from the land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Those in the boat worshipped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." Matthew 14:22-32. Imagine seeing a man walk towards you on water. It would probably be the most amazing thing you've ever seen. When Jesus walked out to the disciples' boat, much of what they thought was impossible was proven wrong. Peter was the only one who had courage to talk to Jesus, and when Jesus wanted Peter to walk out to him, he didn't trust what Jesus was asking him to do. Peter didn't have faith because it had never been done before. "A few years ago, God called me to tell someone about him, but I was scared. I was too nervous to lose my friend if it went wrong." He and his family have moved to another city, and I pray that someone else tells him about God and that he's open to listen. We have to put away all of our insecurities and doubts because God can use us to do amazing things if we allow him to have control of our lives. When we give God full control of our lives, we are able to do things we never could do without him. He extends his hero status to us when we allow him to be the head of our lives. John 14:12 says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." God was the disciples' hero when he calmed the waves and saved them. He wanted to test their faith and belief in him. Heroes are born from people's imagination, but the problem is they're fictitious. There is a hero named Jesus who is saving today, and through him, we can be heroes too.
That was awesome, Lauren. Thank you for sharing that with us this week. Before we sign off, let me just remind you about the All Church Retreat coming up on Saturday, August 17th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to laugh together, eat together, and I really believe that we're going to grow in our friendship for one another. This is going to be a time to get away, relax, retreat, and feel rejuvenated as we prepare for the fall kickoff coming up on September 8th. We hope to see you there. Information about the retreat and everything else going on at Life Church Auburn Hills is available online, lifechurchauburnhills.org. Until next time.